So I assume everybody knows about Palm Sunday. Does everybody not know about it? Oh, Palm Sunday. It's this Sunday. It's day. So I assume everybody knows about Palm Sunday.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk about why that's important and how it correlated
Palm Sunday.
The year that Jesus
it's
died.
It's this Sunday. It's day after
which
tomorrow.
Which is one day off compared to what it would have been that year.
We're going
to
talk about why that's important
and how it correlated
how
the year that Jesus died.
Particular Sunday
which
that
is
he wrote
into
one
city
day off
coordinates with the whole Passover feast.
That doesn't matter.
And we're going to start with how that particular Sunday that he rode into the city coordinates with the whole Passover feast. And we're going to start with... I got a lot of time on my hands now.
Whoa.
Last year I would have been doing it at 10 o'clock at night in a hurry.
I got a lot of time on my hands now.
Anyway. We're going to read.
Last year I would have been doing it at
10 o'clock at night and hurrying up. And who's got a Bible?
But anyway.
All right. Somebody find Matthew chapter 21.
We're going
to
read
get to that in a
well,
while.
Well, some of you
but
don't know what it
before
is.
Before we get to
who's,
Matthew 21.
Who's got a Bible with
we're going to go to Zechariah 9:9. Somebody find Matthew
now,
chapter
Zechariah,
21.
Of course.
And we're going to get to that
was
in
one
a
of
while.
The prophets.
But before we get
minor
to Matthew
prophet,
21. We're going to go to Zechariah 9:9.
There were 12 minor prophets.
Now, Zechariah, of course,
were all in the same
was
scroll.
One of the prophets.
It
was a minor prophet.
Their own scroll.
And we have
that doesn't mean they weren't
awesome.
There
were 12 minor prophets.
As the major
they
prophets
were all
did.
In the same scroll.
But Zechariah, who wrote
have enough stuff
right
to
around the
own
time
scroll.
Of a Babylonian exile,
that doesn't mean they weren't awesome. It means
has
they
some
write
amazing
as
prophecies.
As the major prophets,
not
did.
Only about Messiah at that
but
time,
Zechariah,
even,
who wrote when Messiah comes
right
back,
around the time of a Babylonian exile,
at the end.
So
has some
really
amazing prophecies.
Guy. And he
not
has
only
the
about Messiah at that time, but
even look on him whom
when Messiah comes back.
Which is, you know, quoted
at the end.
So it's
really
the
pretty amazing
Good Friday
guy.
Readings.
And he
so
has
so
the
like.
Famous but prophecy of they're going to look
Zechariah
on
9:9 we read, rejoice greatly.
Quoted.
Remember these words. Rejoice greatly.
Good Friday readings and so forth.
O daughter of
but
Zion, shout.
Zechariah
9:9
we read,
behold,
rejoice
your king
greatly.
Is coming
remember
to
these
you.
Words.
He is
rejoice
just
greatly
and having salvation.
O daughter of
he
Zion,
is
shout. O daughter
lowly
of Jerusalem,
and riding on a donkey,
behold, your king is coming
colt,
to you.
The foal
he
of
is
a donkey,
just and having salvation.
So
he is a king
lowly
is coming
and riding on a donkey.
He's bringing
colt,
salvation with
the
him,
foal of a donkey,
because he's righteous.
But he's
so
riding on a donkey.
A king is coming,
and not even an adult donkey.
He's bringing salvation
baby donkey,
with him,
little
because
donkey.
He's righteous.
We don't know what
but he's riding on a
was.
Donkey,
but
and not even
next,
an adult donkey.
The next time,
a baby
the next
donkey.
Time you,
the next time you hear the prosperity preachers, think to yourself,
name
Jesus
was.
Didn't even own a donkey;
but,
he had to borrow one.
Next,
the next time, the next
Sunday.
Time you,
he didn't
the next time you
anything.
Hear the prosperity preachers, think to yourself,
and
Jesus didn't even own a donkey.
This isn't consistent,
you know, a king coming on a little
in
donkey
to do Palm Sunday.
But when he does come,
anything.
What are you supposed to do?
You're supposed
and
to rejoice greatly. Does that mean you say
this isn't consistent?
Yay.
You know, a king coming on a little donkey.
There he is. Yay.
But when he does
you're
come,
supposed
what
to
are you supposed
shout.
To do? You're supposed to rejoice
this is
greatly.
Such a
does
joyous
that
thing
say,
that's going to happen.
Yay.
You're supposed to shout
there he is.
And rejoice yay. Greatly because somebody's
you're
riding
supposed
into
to
the
shout.
City on a donkey.
This is such
this
a
really
joyous
a
thing
sense.
That's going to happen.
Right?
You're supposed to shout and rejoice
anyway.
Greatly. Because somebody's
so
riding into the city
and some
on a
years
donkey.
Before the event of Palm Sunday
doesn't really
happens.
Make a lot of sense.
This is around
right?
580 BC.
Anyway,
so this is 500 and some years
right
before
all the
prophets, event.
I mean, look at Isaiah 53.
Happens.
You know,
700
years
before
the
cross.
580 BC.
Isaiah gives a beautiful description.
So,
actually, quite a graphic description.
Well, with all the prophets, I mean, look at Isaiah 53.
And
you know, 700 years before the cross,
and there was no such
Isaiah
thing as
gives a beautiful description.
In Isaiah's time,
actually, quite a graphic
so,
description of somebody who's beaten and brutalized.
Zechariah
and
prophesies
and,
this.
And
this
was
is
no
the
such
approach
thing as
of the Messiah
in
into
time.
The holy city.
So, right, Jerusalem is the city of the king.
Zechariah prophesies this,
right?
This is
throughout
the approach
the
Torah, of the
God
Messiah
tells the people,
into the holy
there's
city.
Going to be a place I'm going to put my name.
Jerusalem is the city of the king.
And then he tells David,
This city is where I put my
throughout
name.
Throughout the Torah, God tells the people,
no other city
there's
going to
be a place I'm
going to
put my name. So the Temple Mount
and then
is the
he tells David,
place on earth.
This
says,
city is
God
where
says,
I put
my
name.
On that mountain. There's no other city on earth where God
that's
put
where
his
the temple
name.
Was. Now there's two mosques.
So the Temple Mount is the holiest place on
what
earth.
What Zechariah is talking
says,
about
God
is
a king coming into the city. This is
mountain.
Messiah coming into
that's where
his
the temple
city.
Was. Now there's two
coming
mosques.
Coming into the holy city.
But
you know,
what Zechariah is talking about
is a king coming into
the
city.
Revelation,
this is
you see
Messiah
the New Jerusalem coming down
coming into
out of
his
heaven.
City, coming into
it's
the
like
holy city.
Mile cube on each
you
side.
Know, heaven's called the New Jerusalem
with a beautiful description.
In the Revelation, you see the New Jerusalem coming down out of heaven.
12
it's
gates
like
for the 12 tribes,
cube
and 12 side
layers of the
precious stones
description
and the foundations, which represent
walls
the apostles.
And precious stones and.
So this is Messiah coming into
the
city.
The
he's the
tribes
king.
And 12
who's coming into the city.
Layers of precious stones and the foundations which represent the apostles.
But he's coming on a donkey.
So this is Messiah coming into the city.
Now, king,
he's the king
generally didn't ride around on
he's
a donkey.
He's coming into the city.
A donkey was the animal that
but
a
he's coming
common
on a donkey.
Poor person used.
Now, kings
right, you always see pictures
generally
of
didn't
Mary
ride
and
around
Joseph
on a donkey.
Going around on a donkey.
A donkey was the
you always
animal
see all these people
that
you know,
a
in
common
biblical
poor
stories
person
are riding
used.
Around on donkeys.
Right? You always see pictures
there
of Mary and Joseph
there, of course,
going around
but
on a donkey.
Quite a
you
bit more
see
wealthy
all these people,
to have a horse.
You know, in biblical stories that are
cheaper.
Riding around on donkeys.
There were horses
so when you went
there,
to a horse
course,
dealer.
But you had to be
the guy'd say,
quite
how
a
much
bit more wealthy
do
you
have
a
horse?
Monthly payment to be? And you told them, you
the
said,
donkey
well,
was a lot cheaper.
You better get a donkey then.
So when you
so
went
the
to a
king's
horse
coming
dealer,
on a donkey.
The guy'd say,
so
how
after
much,
a really, really, really long
be,
wait.
He said, well, you better get a donkey.
The king
then.
Is coming to you, Zion.
So the king's coming on a donkey.
So
going after
back,
a really, really,
about,
really
know,
long
ago,
wait.
Genesis 3:15, there's a promise of a redeemer.
The king is coming
promise
to you,
of salvation.
Zion.
Promise of a Messiah coming.
Going back
so for
as we talked about,
I don't know
how long ago,
of years,
Genesis 3:15,
there's
this
a promise of a redeemer.
And as
promise
we're going to see,
salvation.
This event,
promise of a Messiah coming,
was put together
so for thousands
long
of
before
years,
anything was created.
We're waiting for this event.
Long before anything
was created.
And as
we're going to
see,
this event was put together.
You know, in Psalm 2 it says, God sets
him
before
on the holy
anything
hill
was
created.
Of Zion.
Long
so this is
before
a king
anything was created.
Is going to come. Who's going to have authority, and he's going to have power.
You know, in Psalm 2, it says,
but
God
now,
sets him on the holy hill of Zion
and has become a servant.
So this is a king is going to come.
He's condescended
who's have
to
authority,
come in flesh,
and he's
going to
have power.
He's condescended to
but
live
now,
a life like every other human
himself,
being.
And now
and
his kingly entrance into the city,
he's condescended to come in
he's
flesh,
on a service,
number
man.
One.
He's condescended to live a
this
life like
ultimate.
Every other human being. And now
concept
his kingly entrance
servant.
Into the city...
And that's very important
a service
for us
animal.
To understand. Because when you think about our salvation
and God
concept
himself,
of being a servant,
second person of the Trinity becoming
that's very
man,
important,
living this
trust
simple,
understand.
Humble life.
Because when you think about our
and
salvation,
being a sacrifice for sin,
God himself, second
and
person
the
of the Trinity
comes
becoming man
to us
and living
in
this
simple
ways,
humble life,
it's mind-boggling.
And then being a sacrifice for sin,
right?
We get an amen.
And the fact that he comes to us in these simple
so
ways.
He rides in on a service
it's
animal.
It's mind-boggling.
And it was a baby one.
Right.
It wasn't even a full-grown one.
Amen.
It was a small donkey.
So he rides in on a
no
service animal.
No one had ever
animal.
Ridden on it before.
And it was a baby one. It wasn't even a
and
full-grown one.
The donkey, Matthew 21, you the first
it
part of
it.
It
was a small donkey.
You can read, but he tells his disciples.
No one had ever ridden
city,
on it before.
You're going to find a donkey tied up.
Untie the donkey
and
bring him to
borrowed the
me.
Donkey, Matthew 21,
and if,
the first part of it.
If somebody says, hey,
you
where are you going?
Tells
donkey,
his disciples, go into the city.
The master has
the donkey tied up.
So he
untie
borrows
the donkey,
his donkey
and bring him to me.
I mean, presumably
if,
he took it back when it was
if
done.
If somebody says, hey, where are you going with my donkey?
Tell him
the master has need of
it. I don't know.
But so he borrows this donkey. He got this baby donkey.
I mean, presumably
because his kingdom's not of this world.
Or paid the guy for it.
He's
I don't
king.
Know.
He's the king
but,
of kings.
But he got this,
in this
baby
case,
donkey.
He's here
because his kingdom's not
as
of
a
this
servant.
World.
He's here as the suffering servant. Isaiah 52 and 53.
He's king. He's the king of kings.
Right.
But many
in
of the ancient
case,
rabbis
he's
decided
here
there would be two messiahs.
As a servant.
A
he's
suffering
here as the
messiah.
Suffering
and
servant.
And a kingly
Isaiah
messiah.
52 and 53. They're right. But right? They're wrong.
Many
in
of the ancient rabbis decided there would be two messiahs.
But he comes as a suffering servant,
then
he's going to come as
Messiah.
They're
not
right,
as a suffering servant.
They're
anymore.
Wrong in that there's two different ones.
Next time
ones,
we see
it's
Jesus,
the same
he won't be riding a donkey.
But he comes as suffering servant, then he's going to come
as
king.
There won't be people going, who is this?
He's not coming as a suffering servant.
Everybody's going to know who he is.
The next time
he's
we see Jesus,
fire
he'll
in
be
his
riding
eyes,
a donkey.
And a sword coming out of his mouth, and an iron rod in his hand.
And there won't be people going, who
there's
is this?
No question.
Everybody's going to know who he is.
Here for.
He's going to have fire in his eyes.
His kingdom
and a
is
sword
not
coming
in this
out of
world.
His mouth and an iron rod in his hand.
It's the only time Jesus rode,
no question,
in triumph.
What he's going to be here
we're
for.
See what the triumph was. It's the only time he was
his
in
kingdom
a procession.
Is not in this
you know,
world.
Kings were always in processions.
This is the only time Jesus
you know,
rode
normally on a big white horse
in triumph
or on a.
We're going to see
a,
what the triumph was. It's the only time
know,
he was
fancy
in a procession.
Carriage with
you know,
soldiers.
Kings were always in processions.
Guys blowing
you know, normally
trumpets.
On a big white horse.
Or
and
on a,
musicians
you know,
around and
all kind of
you know,
fanfare,
fancy carriage,
flags,
with soldiers.
And colors.
But this
guys
was Jesus riding
in a triumphal procession.
You know, musicians around,
based on what he's going to do.
All kind of fanfare,
next.
Flags,
we're
and colors.
Get to why this was an important day.
But this was Jesus
minutes.
Riding in a triumphal
no heralds,
procession.
No trumpets, no horses.
Based on what he's going to do.
No
next.
Chariots.
And we're going to get to why this was an
you know,
important
even that
day.
Dope Herod, who was
in
a Roman
minutes.
Puppet king.
No heralds,
you know,
no trumpets, no horses.
He would have had fancy
no
chariots,
fancy horses,
all kinds of soldiers.
You know, even that dope Herod, who was a Roman
I'm sure Pilate
king.
Wouldn't have ridden around Jerusalem on a
you know,
donkey.
He would have never ridden around on a donkey.
He would have had
like a
Mercedes,
fancy chariots,
fancy horses,
all kinds of soldiers.
Maybe he had a chauffeur.
I'm sure Pilate wouldn't have ridden around Jerusalem on a donkey.
The second coming is not
like
going to be like this.
Chariot.
This is totally different.
Maybe he had a
this
chauffeur.
Was triumph in the sense of he's coming to Jerusalem.
His second coming is not going to
bring
be like
salvation
this.
Through his sacrifice.
It's totally different.
His second coming is
this
going to be.
This was triumph in the sense of he's coming to Jerusalem
to reign as king
to
forever.
Bring salvation through his sacrifice.
There's not going to be any donkeys involved.
His second coming is going to be.
So not a lot
to
of preparation is made for this day. You know,
to
if you read the script,
forever,
and you always should read the script,
there's not
going to
be any donkeys involved, you know.
A lot of crazy stuff
so,
gets taught.
Not a lot of preparation is made for this day.
Here,
you know, if you read
there,
the script,
here,
you
here,
always should
there,
read the scripture in context.
Say, therefore,
you know,
so,
a lot of crazy stuff gets taught. Because
when you read the context
take
of this,
a verse from here and a verse
until
from there,
the minute he says to them, go in the city and you'll find a donkey tied up, there's no kind of preparation made for this.
They don't
when you read the context of this, until the minute he says to them, go in the city and you'll find a donkey tied up, there's no kind of
at least
preparation
it's not
made
down.
For this.
They don't talk about it
so
beforehand.
So very little preparation. Because this was prepared
say, oh, hey,
before
you guys,
creation.
Days, let me tell you what's going to happen.
This was prepared.
At least it's not written down.
We're going to see why I say that.
So
this
very
was
little
preparation.
Was
because
already
this
prepared
was prepared before creation.
Because this was going to be
this
a
was
presentation
prepared.
Of Messiah.
We're
going
to see why I say that. This was something that was
in a way
already
that was
prepared.
Going to
fundamentally
because
this
change
was going to be
everybody's life,
a presentation
including
of
people
Messiah.
Living in northern Ohio in 2018.
In a way that was going to
fundamentally
change
impacted
by everybody's
day,
life, including people
week,
living
that were about
in northern
to
Ohio in 2018.
A week from today,
are still being impacted
Passover
by this day,
is the sacrifice
by this week
with a capital S
that we're about to celebrate.
We're all impacted by that.
A week
wasn't
from today,
something that happened 2,000
which
years
that year
ago,
was Passover.
Geez, too bad they killed this
is the
guy.
Sacrifice
with a capital S.
We're still impacted
we're
by that.
We're all impacted by that.
And it
wasn't
had to happen on this particular
2,000
day.
Years ago and,
you know, everything
geez,
happens in God's appointed time.
You know?
Everything. We're still impacted
Jesus
by that.
Jesus came at an appointed time.
And it had to happen on this particular day.
Tell us,
you know,
all
everything
these
happens
facts
in God's
about
appointed
how
time.
It, when it happened.
You know,
everything.
So there's
Jesus
a historical
came at an
connection.
Appointed time.
You know, Pilate,
nativity accounts in Luke
king.
Tell us
all these facts
Quirinius
about how it, when it happened.
Governor of Libya.
And you can,
so
you know,
there's a
historical
connection.
You can find out
you know,
when
Pilate,
they were there.
And Herod was king. And
so it happens on a particular
Quirinius,
day. Even all the
was,
feasts of the Lord, which
Libya,
were now coming into
you can,
the spring
you
feast,
historical people,
are called
you
the Moedim,
find out when they were there.
Appointed times.
So it happens
on
a particular
day.
Even all the feasts
things
of the Lord,
happen,
which were now
randomly.
Coming into the spring feast, are called the Moedim. They're the appointed times.
Jesus didn't say, you know, Because God has appointed times for everything.
Today, Shabbat.
Things don't happen
Sunday.
Randomly. Tomorrow will probably be a good day to get a donkey and go into the city. Jesus didn't say, you know, soon you'll be going back to work.
Tomorrow's Sunday.
No, Shabbat. It happens
so
that day
Sunday,
for a particular reason.
Tomorrow
will
probably
be a good
day
to get a donkey and go into
and
the city.
The Lamb with
soon
a capital
be going back to work and
is going to be presented
no,
to the city.
It happens that day for a particular reason that we're going to get to in a minute.
They've seen
and
him
before.
The Lamb with a capital L.
He doesn't spend a lot of time.
Is
going to
be
Jerusalem.
Presented to the city. He goes for the feast.
The holy city.
He never
They've
stays
seen
in the city,
before.
As far as we know. He always
but
leaves
he
the city
a lot
and stays
of time
on the Mount of Olives
at night.
He never
he goes
stays
for the
overnight
feast.
In Jerusalem.
He does
he never
most
stays
of his preaching
in, the city,
in Galilee,
as far as we know. He always leaves
except
the city
for the last
and
week
in
the
his
Mount
life.
Of Olives at night.
You know,
he never stays
of,
overnight
you know,
in Jerusalem.
Almost half of John's gospel is that
he does
last
most
week
of his
preaching
life.
In Galilee.
And all the other evangelists, you know,
except for the last week
a lot
of his
of chapters
life.
About that last week of his
you know,
earthly
of,
life.
You know, almost half of John's gospel
compared to all
is
the
that
time before
last
that.
Week of his life.
So he spent most of his
and all
time
the other evangelists,
outside
you know,
of Jerusalem.
A lot of chapters about that last
there
week of his earthly life.
And was going to stay there
compared to all the time before
for
that.
This week.
So he spent
his presence
most of his time outside
Everybody
of Jerusalem.
Was going to know about it.
But now he was coming there.
Which wasn't the case before.
He was going to stay there for this right? week.
Before that,
and his presence was
he was a preacher.
Known.
He was a teacher.
Everybody was going to know
he
about it.
He was interesting. He was a troublemaker.
Which wasn't the case
he
before.
He seemed like a pretty smart guy.
He was kind of,
right. before that,
always in trouble with the
he was
religious
a preacher.
Leaders,
a
teacher.
And then he would disappear.
He was interesting. He was a troublemaker.
But now he's here.
He seemed like a pretty smart guy.
So
he was kind of
the reason this is important
in trouble with
is
the religious leaders,
on that day
then he would disappear.
If you lived in the
but
city,
now he's here.
You would go buy your lamb for Passover.
So
the
that's
reason
the
this is important
that the lambs
is
were on display
on that day,
and you would go buy one.
If you lived in the city,
you would go buy your lamb.
If you lived
Passover.
In the city, you didn't have your own flocks.
That's the day
right?
that the lambs were
so
on
you had
display
to buy a lamb for Passover,
and you would go buy one.
Passover was a
because
pilgrimage feast.
If you lived in the city,
you
didn't
if you
have
came
your own
from
flocks,
someplace
right?
far away,
so you had to buy a
you
lamb.
You could bring
for
your own lamb.
There was nothing wrong with that.
Passover was a pilgrimage
but most people
feast.
Thought it was easier to just buy
if
a lamb.
If you came
when you got
from
there,
someplace far away,
than,
you know, you could bring your
lamb
own lamb.
You
there was nothing wrong with that.
3 or 4 or 7
But most
day
people
walk.
Thought it was easier to just you know,
buy a
from
lamb.
Nazareth's about 100 miles
rather than, you know,
it's 2 hours by car.
3 or 4 or 7 day walk.
So how many days
you know,
would it take
from Nazareth
to walk?
About 100 miles.
Few. You know, it's 2 hours
I mean,
by
they
car.
They were in good physical shape, but still,
they walked.
It would take
it.
A few days.
So, but
so
this was
days
the
days
day
it
that
to
you
walk?
Bought the lamb.
Few.
This was the day that you picked out
even,
the lamb
I mean,
that you
were in
you
good
want.
Physical shape, but still, it would take a few days.
Who knows? We're going to talk about tomorrow
so,
night.
But this was the
Passover
day that you
was
the bought
festival
the lamb.
Freedom.
This was the day that you
was
picked out
the lamb
slavery.
That you wanted.
It was a feast for all of
your
generations.
We're talk about tomorrow night.
The Passover was the festival
it.
Of freedom.
And we are too.
It was freedom
it was
from slavery.
That's why we
it was
call
a feast
Jesus
for all
the
your generations.
Sacrifice.
Pesach,
and
means
they're still
Passover
celebrating
in Hebrew.
Right?
And we are too.
We call Jesus the Paschal
in a different
sacrifice.
Way. Because he's the Paschal
that's why we call
lamb.
Jesus the Paschal sacrifice.
If you come tomorrow night, we'll go
Pesach
over that.
Pesach means a lot
Passover
of detail
in Hebrew.
But,
right?
On
because
this
Jesus
particular day
sacrifice.
Is when you bought
the Passover
your
lamb.
Lamb.
And the lambs were for sale.
And if you come tomorrow night, we'll go over that in a lot of
so
detail.
All around the city, you walked
but
around, and anybody who was
on
selling
this
lambs,
particular day
you checked them
is
all
when
out.
You bought
why did you
your
have
lamb?
To check them all out?
The lambs were for sale.
No blemish.
So all around the city, you walked around,
lamb
and anybody who was selling
you
lambs,
couldn't find a white
you
lamb that had some
out.
Brown spots
why
on
did you
it?
Have to check them all out? You
couldn't find one that limped.
No blemish.
You couldn't find one that
you
had
couldn't
some
find
kind
some
of
sickly little lamb
deformed ears
you
or something.
You couldn't find a white lamb that had some brown spots
you
on it.
You had to have a perfect lamb. You
couldn't find one that limped.
It had to be male.
You
it
couldn't
had to
find
be
a year
one that
old.
Had some kind of
so
deformed ears or something.
Look at all the lambs.
You had to have a perfect lamb.
They had to be inspected.
It had to be male.
And if you
had
any question,
you had to have one of the teachers, one of the
look at all the lambs.
Religious leaders.
They had to be inspected.
Come to look at the lamb for you.
And if you had any question,
because if you did it wrong,
you had to have one of the teachers, one of the religious leaders,
you would be violating the law.
Come to look at the lamb for you.
Because if you did it wrong,
it didn't count.
So the lamb had to be perfect,
and you would be violating
because
the law.
Because, of course, this was a prefigurement of the lamb with a capital L.
who was unblemished, the land had to be perfect because, of course,
no sin.
This was a prefigurement of the Lamb with a capital.
The writer to the Hebrews says, all
who
these
was unblemished
were types
in the
and
sense
shadows
of what? Of
no
the
sin.
Substance, who is Jesus. The substance is Jesus.
The writer to the Hebrews says,
those are important
all these
for us.
Were types
like, are
and
we gonna,
shadows.
Are we going to slaughter a lamb tomorrow night?
Of the substance.
Okay, no. Who is Jesus. The substance is Jesus.
The Parma police would probably take a dim
those
view
are important
of
for us. Like, are we going to
plus by the time we
slaughter
cleaned
a
it
lamb
up
tomorrow
and
night?
It,
okay, no.
That'd be gross.
The Parma police would probably take
so
a
so if you
want to
slaughter a lamb, do it in your own yard.
Plus, but, by the time we cleaned it up and cooked it.
We don't have to do that, of course, because the lamb that was sacrificed.
So if you want to slaughter a lamb, do it in your own yard.
But never to be repeated.
We don't
so
have to do that,
prefigurement,
of course,
of
because the lamb that was sacrificed.
They will ultimately roast the lamb
on a spit that shaped
never
like a
to
cross.
Be repeated.
With a
so
stick going lengthwise and a stick going across.
And as long as
they
it doesn't
ultimately
touch a bone,
roast the lamb on,
okay.
on a spit that shaped
can't
like
touch
a cross.
Your bone, can't break a
with
bone.
A stick going lengthwise and a stick
so
going across.
The lambs are inspected.
And as so long as it doesn't
true
touch
lamb
a bone,
was rejected.
It's okay. Can't touch your bone, can't
this
break a bone.
This is the powerful thing of this.
So
the lambs
the religious
are inspected.
Leaders would worry
so
about,
the true lamb
oh,
was
minute.
Rejected.
That lamb looks like it's all white, but look.
This is the
it's
powerful
got two brown
thing
hairs in its tail.
You know, the religious leaders
one.
Would worry about.
But they rejected the
oh,
true lamb
minute.
When they inspected
that
him.
Lamb looks like it's all white, but look.
They spent
it's got
this
two
whole
brown
week
hairs
inspecting
in its tail.
Him.
You can't use this one.
Read the Gospels.
But they
they're
rejected
about
the true
this
lamb
last week
when they inspected
asking
him
questions,
putting him
they
on
spent
the spot.
This whole week inspecting
they didn't
him.
Like his answers.
Read the Gospels. They're mostly about this last week.
They said, you think this
asking
is a prophet?
Asking him questions.
Has any prophet ever
putting
come from
him on
Galilee?
The spot?
No.
They didn't like
forget
his
this
answers.
Because, of course, they knew Messiah.
They said, you think this is
Bethlehem.
A prophet? Has any prophet ever come from Galilee?
Micah
no.
chapter 5.
Forget this guy.
Verses 1 and 2.
Because, of course, they knew
they
Messiah had to
be
born in Bethlehem. And he didn't address the question. They said,
Micah
you're from Galilee, so you can't
five.
Be Messiah.
Verses
you can't even be
two.
A prophet. So they rejected
they
the true lamb after they inspected
and he
him.
He didn't address the question.
They said, you're from Galilee, so you can't be Messiah. You can't even be a prophet.
I think that's pretty
so they rejected
ironic.
The true lamb after
and
they
powerful.
Inspected him. Because they were so focused on the law that they missed salvation.
I think that's pretty ironic and powerful.
Amen.
Because they were so focused on the law
so
that they missed
with
salvation.
That in mind, when he comes into the city, you should be shouting and rejoicing.
So
because something amazing
is
going to
take place.
Something
when he
unbelievable
comes into the city,
Zechariah
should be shouting
and
rejoicing with him.
This is Hosanna.
Hosanna
because something amazing is
going
to take place. Something unbelievable. Zechariah says he has
Hosanna.
Salvation with
Hosanna.
Him. Well, this is Hosanna.
Of Tabernacles, Sukkot.
Hosanna
remember
means
they walked
come
around
and save
the
us.
Altar going, Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna.
Hosanna.
Before they
Hosanna.
Did the water ceremony and
when
some
we did
of the
Feast
other
of Tabernacles, Sukkot.
Hosanna
that
means they walked
come
around
save
the
us.
Altar going,
and if you say
Hosanna,
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 that means come
Hosanna.
And save us now.
Before they did the water ceremony.
This is probably
and some
what
of the
they
other
were
services.
Saying.
Hosanna
but
means
this
come and save
king
us.
On the
if you
donkey,
say Hosanna,
that
he's
means
the
come
God
and save
of
us
salvation.
Now. He doesn't look like it.
This is probably what they were saying.
We know that he is.
But this
if you
king
don't know that
on
is,
the donkey
afterwards.
He's the God of salvation.
He doesn't look like it.
So they're
but
crying
we know that
Hosanna.
He is.
This is the shouting and
if
the
you
rejoicing.
Don't know that he is.
Because when you say Hosanna to a person, so they're crying Hosanna.
You're saying
this is the
you're
shouting and the rejoicing.
God, come and save us.
Because when you say Hosanna
you
to you would never say
a
Hosanna to
person.
A person.
This is why
you're
Paul,
saying when
you're
he was
equivalent
Saul,
to God,
come and save us.
When he was Shaul,
you would
never
say
Hosanna to
over
a
the
person.
Believers.
Not over him, but against
this is
him.
Why Paul, when he was
because
Saul,
they were saying a man was God.
When he was Shaul.
When
they were talking
crazy
about Yeshua
over the
Jesus
believers.
As if he were God,
not over
this
him,
made
but
Paul
against him.
Crazy.
Because they were saying
you would
a
never
man
say Hosanna
was God.
To a person.
And they were talking about Yeshua Jesus
so
as if
they're
he were
crying
God,
Hosanna,
and
shouting
Paul
and rejoicing.
Crazy.
Because
You would never say Hosanna to
a group
to
of
person.
People there.
Multitudes
that line
they're crying
the street,
Hosanna, shouting and rejoicing
21.
Because right. there's a group of
Read
people
verse
there.
6-11.
Multitudes that lined the street. Who's got Matthew 21?
So the Talmudim
ready.
Went and did as Yeshua yeah. had directed them.
Read verse
they
6
brought
to
the
11.
And the colt and put their robes on them, and Yeshua sat on them. So crowds, the Talmudim went and did as Yeshua had with their directed them. While they brought the donkey and the colt and put their robes on them. Them. And the Yeshua sat ahead of him and behind crowds, shouted, crowds of
please,
people carpeted the road with their
to
clothing,
the son of David,
while others
blessed
cut branches
is he who comes
trees
in the
and
name of
them
on the road.
You the crowds ahead of him and behind
please,
shouted,
deliver us. Please, deliver
when
us.
When he entered Jerusalem,
the
son
of David
was dirt.
Blessed is
who
he
is
who comes in the name of Adonai.
And the crowds answered,
you in the highest
this
heaven.
Is Yeshua.
Please,
the
deliver
prophet
us.
From Nazareth.
When he entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred.
So these multitudes lined the street. We're going to see there were three groups of people
answer,
there.
This is
in
Yeshua.
This crowd. You know, there's always
the
three groups of people everywhere.
Nazareth in the Galilee.
Right? Okay, so these multitudes
some,
lined the street.
I'm sure
we're going to see there were three
have
groups of people.
Witness
there.
To people, preach
in
to people.
Crowd. You know, there's always
tried
three
to evangelize
groups of people.
Everywhere.
You always see three groups, right? There's one group that looks at you and goes, "Some." Oh. I'm sure most of you have
wow.
witnessed to people, preached
that.
To people.
Then there's another group
tried
that
to
says,
evangelize people.
I don't know.
You always see three groups.
I don't know what you're, I'm
there's
not
one
sure
group
what you're
that looks
about.
At you and goes,
wow.
Then there's another group that says, forget it.
Wow, I never thought about that.
Then there's another group that says, those are usually know. The three groups.
I don't know what you're I'm
so
not
here
sure what you're
the multitudes
about.
Line the
then there's
streets.
There's another group that says,
they're excited
that's
that this kind of poor looking guy.
Those are usually the three
like
groups.
Isaiah said, there's nothing
so
that
here
makes
the
look
multitudes
at him. Line
there's
the streets.
Special about
they're excited.
Him. He's riding on
that
a
this
little donkey.
Kind of poor looking guy.
But there's
guy.
A multitude of people.
Like Isaiah said, there's nothing that makes
that are
you look
cheering
at him.
Hosanna.
There's nothing special about
the Pharisees
about
and learned
him.
People aren't
he's riding on a little donkey.
We're going to talk about
but there's a
minute.
Multitude of people,
but the common people are the
that
ones
are cheering
Hosanna.
And they cut
the
down
Pharisees
branches
and the learned
off of
people
the
aren't doing that.
Just like they do for the Feast of Tabernacles. But the common people
remember, you get
are the
branches.
Ones yelling Hosanna.
You get four branches.
And they cut
we've
down
here,
branches
right?
off of the palm trees. Just like they do for the Feast of Tabernacles. But
remember, you get your branches.
Here they're
get
waving palm
branches. We've
branches.
Done it here.
Right? Which is very, which is
on the website.
Reference
but,
back to Sukkot, the Feast of Tabernacles.
Here they're waving palm
branches. And while they're
branches.
Waving the branches, they're saying,
which
Hosanna
is very, to
which
the
is,
Son of David.
Reference back to Sukkot, the Feast of Tabernacles.
Now, when a person of that time,
and while they're waving the branches,
like that,
they're saying,
yeah,
Hosanna
that's
to the
awesome.
Son of David. But if you lived at that time, what are these people saying?
Now, when a person of
first
that
of all,
time,
what son of David?
See, we hear language like that, and we say, yeah,
nice.
This is the Messiah.
Awesome.
This is
but
the one we've been
lived
waiting
at
for.
That time, what are these people
Hosanna,
saying?
Hosanna, come and save us.
First of all, what son of David? So what they're yelling while they're
this
waving
is the Messiah.
Is this is the one we've been
Messiah,
waiting for.
Come and save
Hosanna,
us.
Hosanna, come and
you're
save
here
us.
To save us.
And they were right.
So what they're yelling while they're waving...
Is
this is why
the
Messiah
got so mad.
Come and save us.
Stand this
you're
kind
here
of
to
talk.
Save us.
And they were right. This was a man on a donkey. This is why
these people
the
are saying this is the
so
Messiah.
Mad.
He's here to
they
save us.
They couldn't stand this kind of
they
talk.
They weren't thinking Zechariah 9:9.
This was a man
you know,
on
all
a donkey.
They did their whole life was study
and
the
these people are saying this is the Messiah. He's here to save us.
They
so
weren't
when they
thinking
see
Zechariah
event,
9:9.
They didn't even think, wait a minute, this is a lot like.
You know, all
Zechariah
they did
9:9.
Their whole life was study the scriptures.
It doesn't sound like it.
Maybe some of them did.
So when they see
but
this event,
honoring and praising
they
didn't
even
him
think, wait a minute,
by waving
like
the branches
Zechariah
and saying, Messiah,
9:9.
Come and save us.
It doesn't sound like it. Maybe some of them did.
That's pretty cool.
But they're honoring and praising him. Right. By waving the branches and saying, Messiah, come and save
and
us.
And Hosanna comes from Psalm 118, verse 25.
I think that's pretty cool.
Does and they call him the Son cool of David, which is the main messianic title.
And Hosanna
we know
comes
that,
from,
of course, from
Psalm
2 Samuel,
verse 25.
Chapter. Oh
boy, and they call him the Son
five,
of David, which is the main messianic
well, anyway,
title.
Either 5 or 7.
And we know that,
where
of course,
God says
from
2
to David,
Samuel,
from you
chapter,
is going to come boy, Messiah. From
five,
you is going to become
seven.
The leader of Israel.
Anyway,
from you is going to come. Where God
by
says
Messiah.
To David,
physically
from
you
is going to come Messiah. From you is going to become
so
the leader
always
of Israel.
Called the Son of
from
David.
You is going
to
come
this day. And to traditional Jews who are
physically
waiting for Messiah,
from you.
If you ask them, who's the Messiah, they'll say he's the son of David.
So Messiah's always called
the son of
David.
They don't know exactly what he's going to do, but they know he's the son of David.
And to traditional Jews who are waiting for Messiah,
if you ask them, who's the Messiah, they'll say he's the son of David.
One of the main messianic titles.
They don't know exactly what he's going to do, but they know he's the son of David. Because that's a prophecy in 2 Samuel.
I thought I didn't have it up there. But
and it's see you
one of the main messianic titles.
And
I've already gone over this.
Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna.
See, you wouldn't have had to read it.
Which means there's no question in our mind that he's here for salvation.
And
just like Zechariah said,
we've already gone over this.
That's also in the highest.
Hosanna.
Which means there's no question in our mind that he's here for salvation. Just like Zechariah,
son of David, said, blessed is he who comes in the name
of the Lord. That's also in Psalm 118.
Now,
it's in verse 26.
Later on this week,
David writes about this.
Matthew chapter 23, which
son of David said,
blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
But you should definitely read it for your home.
Later on this week,
because it's one of the things that immediately
Matthew chapter 23, which you should
because it's all chapter
at least once a week
of Jesus confronting these leaders.
Homework.
And just
because it's one of the things that immediately leads to the crucifixion.
I don't want to say go on a rant
because it's all
blasphemous or sacrilegious.
Of Jesus confronting
the whole chapter
these leaders,
of Jesus just chastising these
and
guys.
Just
they're white.
I don't want to say
tombs,
go on a rant because that sounds
blind,
blasphemous
or sacrilegious.
But it's
they're
a whole chapter
of Jesus just chastising these guys.
They look good, but on the inside
they're
all
whitewashed
rotten.
Tombs.
They're blind
they like to
guys.
Stand in the corner and say long prayers. So
they're full of dead men's bones.
Yeah. Ugh, you should read
they
it.
Look good, but
really pretty
on the
cool.
inside they're all
they devour
rotten.
Widows' savings.
They like to stand on the corner and say long prayers. So they think they're holy.
Oh, no, they didn't bingo.
Yeah.
You should read it.
It's really pretty cool.
But at
they
the end,
he
says,
savings.
You won't see me again
until you say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
But at the end, he says, you
he's
won't see me again
never saw
until you say,
again.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
After they saw him on the cross. You remember that?
So
he's
now,
talking directly to the leaders.
Not only do we have Israel, but we have a Sanhedrin.
We have a high priest.
On the cross.
We have all the stuff in place so that the leaders can say,
now,
blessed is he who comes in the name
of the
Lord.
Not only do we have Israel, but we have a Sanhedrin.
Back.
We have a high priest. We have all the stuff in place. So that the leaders can say,
then there's
blessed
another
is
group
who comes
there.
In the name of the Lord
that
say,
come back.
Who is this?
Opens today.
What's all the hubbub about?
Then there's another group
this
there.
Doesn't look like much of anything to me.
That say,
you're making
who is
a big
this?
Thing out of a guy riding on a donkey? What's all the hubbub about?
We've seen better looking guys
this
riding
look
better
like
animals than this.
To me. What are you guys so
you're
hyped up
about?
You're making
a big thing
out of a guy
this?
Riding on a donkey? He's the glory of Israel, but they don't
know better
him.
Looking guys riding better animals than this.
He's the
what
holy
you guys so
one,
hyped up about
and they don't
who is
know
this?
Him.
He's the glory of Israel, but they don't know him.
And doesn't that apply to us today too?
He's the
you know, we know who
holy
he is.
One,
we're here,
and they don't know him.
I'm sure you guys wouldn't be here on a Friday night if you didn't know Jesus.
Isn't that interesting?
Right.
A lot
and
of
doesn't
other
that apply to us
be.
Today too?
You know, we know
when you
who
tell
he
people
is,
about
we're
Jesus,
here. You know,
this group
I'm sure
of
you
people
guys
wouldn't
go,
be here on a Friday night
know.
If you didn't know Jesus.
Why is that such right. a big deal?
There's a lot of I other places you'd rather be.
In other words, they don't
when you
know
tell people about
him.
Jesus,
they don't
this
know
group of
he's
people
the glory
would go,
of Israel.
They don't know he's the Holy One.
Why is that such a
They'll
big deal?
They'll just go on living their life the way they always have.
In other words,
he has no,
they don't know
they think
him.
He
they don't
has
know
no
he's the glory
them.
Of Israel. They don't know he's the Holy One.
So they don't know
who they'll just go on
living their life the way they always have. And he has no, they think he
then
has no effect on them.
You have the holy guys.
So
you
they don't
the
know who this
you
who
got
is.
The
this?
Pharisees that are overlooking this whole scene.
And you
then
can imagine their reaction.
You have the holy guys.
You got
people
the leaders.
Don't line
you got
the streets
Pharisees
with them, palm branches
that are overlooking this whole scene.
And you can imagine their reaction.
And they're the ones that are all dressed
people
in the
don't
nice
line
vestments.
The streets, waving palm branches,
they know
all
they
the
want
prayers,
them.
And they spend all their time studying scripture.
And they're the ones
they're
that are
overlooking
all dressed
this
in
whole
the nice
scene.
Vestments,
and
they
confront
know all the
him.
Prayers, and they spend all their time
after
studying
all,
scripture.
They don't like him.
They're right. overlooking this whole scene.
They've already had run-ins with him,
and
they don't
confront
like
him.
And
because after all.
They don't. But they like know that him. He's a teacher, and they know that he has a following. They've already had run-ins with him. They don't like him, so
they make a demand on him.
But they know that
he's
a teacher.
Some of the Pharisees called to him from the
crowd. They know that he has a following.
Teacher, rebuke your disciples.
So they make a demand on him.
You should know better.
Some of the Pharisees called to him from the crowd,
yelling
that you're
the Messiah,
rebuke your disciples.
Save them.
In other words, you should know better.
In other words,
than having this sorry bunch of people yelling that you're the Messiah
and that you're here to save them.
After all, you're the rabbi.
Rebuke them.
You know, a rabbi was a teacher.
In other words, they called him rabbi.
Tell them to shut up.
The Gospels.
And tell them that they're wrong.
Right. Rabbi had a different meaning than
after all, you're the rabbi here.
You know, a rabbi was a teacher.
Rebuke
your disciples.
If you read through the Gospels.
They feel Jesus can't possibly accept all this praise.
We know him.
And adoration, because he's just a man.
Rebuke your disciples.
They feel Jesus can't possibly accept all this praise.
And especially the Hosanna.
And adoration, because he's just a man.
Can't come here and save you.
And they're using,
he's a man on a donkey.
Messianic terms for him.
So,
and especially the Hosanna than this.
Well, this man on a donkey,
you seem to be a
pretty
smart guy.
Can't come here and save you.
He's a man on a donkey.
These people should know better, too.
Jesus, you should know better than this.
Because they've been raised,
after all,
with the scripture.
You seem to be a pretty
smart
guy. They've
been at the synagogue every Shabbat.
And after all, these people
should
know
better, too.
That you don't yell Hosanna to the Son of David.
Because they've been raised to some guy who's riding a donkey.
They've been at the synagogue every Shabbat morning.
So make them stop.
They should know that you don't yell Hosanna to the Son of David. You know, and this is
to some guy who's riding
a donkey. We look back on this and we get this, right?
So make them stop.
We've heard this before, and we understand sort of what's going on
here. This is, but imagine in your
church, we look back on this
morning,
and we get this, right?
If somebody came walking in,
we've
with a whole group
before,
of people going,
"Oh, this is the Messiah. He's here to save
sort of what's going on here."
The other people in the
but
church
imagine
would be,
in your church,
hey,
this
make
Sunday
them stop
morning,
that, and all of you get out.
If somebody
here,
came walking
right,
in
with a whole group of people going,
"Oh, this is the Messiah. He's here to save us."
The other
so
people in the church
supposed to know better.
Make them stop that, and all of you get out here.
But he answered and said to them,
I tell
that
you,
would be the appropriate
that if these
do,
should keep silent, the stones
so
would
everybody here is supposed
out
to know better.
But he answered and said to them, I tell
if
you
they stop
that if
praising,
they should keep silent,
if they stop singing,
the stones
are going to start praising
cry
and singing.
That's wild.
That's
if
really
they
powerful.
Stop praising.
In fact,
if they stop singing,
the rest of the creation,
the stones are going to start praising and
would
singing,
join in the praise
if the people don't do it.
That's wild.
That's really powerful.
Maybe
in
the
fact,
animals would start singing.
The rest of the creation,
who knows? Maybe the trees would start
join
singing
in the praise.
Who knows?
If the people don't
but
do
there's
it.
There's a reason he says stones, we'll get to in a minute. They said these stones
maybe
are
the animals
cry
would start
out
singing
if they shut
maybe,
up.
Who knows?
In other words,
maybe the trees would start
this
singing.
This day was planned.
But there's a reason
from
he says stones,
we'll get to in a minute,
that I was
said,
coming
these stones
into this
city
cry out,
and I was going to
shut up.
In other words,
this day was
and
praise
and song
from
and cheering
all eternity
and rejoicing.
That I was coming
so
into this city.
Let me tell
city,
you something.
And
you
I was going to have
know
crowds
all the so well.
If these people
and
shut
praise,
up, the stones will start
singing.
And cheering
the praises
and rejoicing.
Stop.
So let me
you know,
tell
the day
you
of the
something.
Crucifixion when
you
Jesus
guys
died,
know all the
there was a horrible
so well
earthquake.
If these people shut up,
so
the
stones
reacted to that.
The praise isn't going to stop.
You know, the day
all
of the crucifixion
reacted
when Jesus died,
there was,
a horrible earthquake. So the stones reacted to that.
Nature reacted to it.
So the stones will
all
cry
all creation
out
reacted.
There was darkness.
So instead of
for
joining
hours
in the praise, these leaders were enraged.
Nature
by
reacted
this
to it. So the stones will cry
and
out.
Remember what Pharisees thought of common people.
So instead of joining in the praise,
uneducated, simple.
These
things
leaders were enraged.
What do these people
by
know
this? We're the ones who know the stones.
And remember what Pharisees thought of common people, that they were just a bunch of uneducated simpletons.
What do these people
you
know?
You could have 100.
We're the ones who know
theologians
the
in here with all kinds of degrees from all different schools of divinity and seminaries and Bible colleges and.
They
look down on
this
group
and go, what are those people?
Theologians
now
in here with all kinds of degrees from all different
years
schools
well,
of divinity and seminaries and Bible colleges.
Sometimes the more you know about something, the more you think you know about something, you miss what's really
now
going on.
I've been studying this for 40 years.
You can make
years
lots of doctrines
well,
and you can make lots of
religious
sometimes
teaching
the more you
out
know
this
about
and
something,
miss the whole
you
thing
think you know about something, you miss what's really
miss
going
the whole
on
thing. Plus, you can make lots of doctrines.
Not only did they disagree,
they were enraged.
Religious teaching out of this and missed the whole thing.
And the praise was going to come.
They missed the whole thing.
Even if the people were quiet.
Plus, not only did they disagree,
they
were enraged.
If you remember,
and
John the Baptist,
the praise was going to come.
The Pharisees went out to
see him. Even if
the
people were quiet.
And he said, you brood of
vipers,
who told you to come here?
Now, the reason he says stones
is, if you remember,
who told you to escape
from John the Baptist
coming to you?
The Pharisees went out to
see
him.
The Pharisees don't like you much if you call them.
And he said, you brood of vipers, who told you to come here? That's not warm and fuzzy.
Who told you to escape from the wrath that's coming to you?
And they didn't like John either.
The Pharisees don't like you much.
But when John called them a brood of vipers, and why do you think you're going to escape?
That's not
why are you even out here? He says, I know
what
you're going to say. So when John called them a brood
of
vipers, and why do you think you're going
to
escape?
We're sons of Abraham
out here.
And he says, you know what? God can raise up sons of
Abraham
from these rocks.
You're sons of Abraham.
You can't talk
to us
like
children
that.
To Abraham
We're sons
out of
Abraham.
Stones if he wants to.
And he says, you know what? God can raise
they
up sons
to
Abraham
Jesus
from
and said,
rocks.
Oh, come on. He goes, they say,
God
we're
can make
sons
children
of
Abraham.
Abraham out of the stones if he wants
goes, well,
to.
If you were sons of Abraham,
they came to Jesus
you'd be
and
doing
said,
Abraham
oh, come
things.
On.
But
he
you're
goes,
sons of your father, the devil.
They say, we're sons of Abraham.
Because you're deceitful and you're
he goes, well,
plotting to kill
if
me.
If you were sons of Abraham,
so your father's not
you'd
Abraham,
be doing
your
Abraham
father's the
things.
Devil.
But you're sons of your father, the devil.
So out of stones,
because you're deceitful and your
children
plotting
to Abraham
to kill me.
Come.
In other words, the
so
creation
your father's
is
not
ready
Abraham,
to worship
your father's
God.
The devil.
You know, all creation's groaning for
so
Jesus
out of
to come
stones,
back. That's children to Abraham can come. In other words, the creation is ready to worship God. You know, all creation's
but
groaning
for Jesus
you know, creation
to come back.
Is groaning for his
that's
return.
In Romans chapter.
Because everything's out of whack.
Maybe four,
but
four
because
five.
Of the fall.
You know, creation is groaning.
So the
for
stones
his
are going to praise.
And if you think your children
not,
to Abraham,
everything's out of whack.
In this case, that's not a big deal
because
God can make
of the
children
fall.
To Abraham from the stones.
So the stones
so this
are going to praise.
Palm Sunday.
And if you
Old
think
Testament
your children to Abraham,
Zechariah,
in this case, that's not a big deal
because
God can make
and
children
then, of course,
to Abraham from the stones.
Tomorrow night, if you come.
So this is Palm Sunday.
You kept
Old
the lamb with you at your house.
Zechariah,
for 4 days.
Pick out the lamb.
And then, of course, as we're going to read tomorrow night,
and you had to play
so
with
you
your
kids.
And you had to feed
them. You kept
them,
the
you
lamb
with
you
with
at
them.
Your house.
And then the next
for 4
day,
days.
It cut its throat.
And the lamb
roasted
had to
them.
Live with you.
And you had to play with your
Same
kids.
Little lamb.
And you had to feed
but
them.
You see, these
you
are,
to hang out
these
with
are
them.
Parallels in his life.
And then
life.
The next day,
because he cut
came
its throat
and lived with us
and
for a while. And he had friends.
Same little
lamb. And he had family. And he had people who
knew him. But you see, these are parallels in his
him.
Life, because he came and lived with us.
He
for
was
a while.
Killed,
just like
and he
that
had
lamb.
Friends and he had family.
And just like
and he
the
had
blood of the lamb
him.
Was put on the door.
He had people that encountered
to save
him.
You from the plague,
and then
from
he
the
was
death
killed.
Of the firstborn, just like that lamb.
His blood saves us
and
from
just
the
like
plague.
The blood
of
the lamb was put on the door,
and delivers us from
to
slavery
save you
to
from
sin.
The plague.
Woo.
From the death of the firstborn.
So this is the beginning
his
of the
week.
Saves us from the plague of sin.
So really, this week you should
it delivers
spend
us from slavery
looking through
to
these
sin.
Gospels,
woo.
Seeing all the events
so
that
this
happened.
Is the beginning of the
because
week.
Because during the day,
so
he
really
goes to
this
the
week you should spend
and he teaches
looking through these Gospels
and he confronts the leaders.
Seeing all the events
and
that happened.
Then he leaves the city
because
city
during
and
the day
on the Mount of Olives.
He goes to the temple
and he comes back
and
the
he teaches.
Morning.
And he confronts the leaders.
And of course, Garden of
and then
Gethsemane
at night
is
he leaves
also
the
on the
city,
Mount of
city and stays on the Mount of Olives.
So that
and
night they had to
the
go and
morning.
Get him.
And then,
and then
of course,
the
Hebrew
Garden
of
Gethsemane is also
right?
on the Mount of Olives.
So the Last Supper, which we
so
have
that
on
night they had to go and
Thursday
get
night. And the Hebrew.
And this
was
we know
actually
the Hebrew
already
day
Friday.
Starts at sundown, right?
Because the Seder would have started at sundown.
So the Last Supper, which we
so
have on
all happened on
Thursday
Friday.
Night.
Which was Passover.
And the Hebrew
was actually already Friday.
Because
the Seder would have started at sundown.
Pretty exciting, huh?
So it all happened
anyway,
on Friday.
Any questions?
Which was Passover.
Pretty exciting, huh? Anyway, any questions?